Today, we're going to discuss all things mindset. From how to change your mindset, to how to keep a positive outlook, we're going to cover it all. So pull up a chair, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, and let's dive in.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, hello, welcome. Great to have you with us. As I said, today we're talking mindset. Before we dive in and explore all things mindset, let's explain what do we mean. What do we mean by mindset? First off, it's nothing to do with your mind being set in stone and unchangeable or any of that sort of stuff. When we talk about mindset, what we mean is it's that collection of settings that make up the way in which your mind works, the way in which your mind navigates through life. We've got all sorts of settings based on our beliefs, our attitudes, our feelings, our memories, all manner of things. And they make up our mindset. It's the set of ways in which our mind is configured to work. Excuse me. And it is absolutely reconfigurable. No two ways about it. We can reconfigure our mind in so many ways to become so much more powerful. And that's what happens when you master your mindset. So, let's take a look at mindset. First question is, why is having the right mindset so important? Having the right mindset is important because it allows us to approach situations and challenges in a much more positive way. Now, why? Who cares? Well, if you have a positive mindset, a positive mental attitude, PMA, as it used to be called, but there is much substance in it, because if you approach everything from a positive mindset, looking for the positives in it, looking for the solutions, looking for the successes, looking for the good things, you're much more likely to see the potential for success in every situation. And whatever situation you are in, good or bad, there is the potential for you to succeed in that situation. By having a positive mindset, by having the right sort of mindset, it helps you focus more clearly on that positive outcome. Excuse me. A positive mindset also helps you to stay motivated, helps you stay focused on your goals. I mean, if you're going through life with a really negative mindset, you're not really going to remain focused on your goals, which means you're not going to achieve them. And it becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way. But when you have a positive mindset, it helps you to remain focused on your goals, which gives you a greater chance of achieving them, because you'll believe it's possible to achieve whatever it is you're working towards. And as I believe it was Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Now, okay, we could pick fault with that. It's not 100% true, but it's a great guideline. It's a great rule of thumb. If you believe you're going to fail at something, you'll probably fail at it. If you believe you can succeed at something, you've got a much greater chance of succeeding. Even if you fail in the short term, you will still learn from that. You'll pick yourself up, dust yourself down, carry on until you do succeed. Benefits of a positive mindset. It is important to remember, as we said before, that your mindset is something you can control. It is reconfigurable. You can reprogram it. So if at any point you find yourself thinking negative thoughts, and hey, we all do. We're all human. We all think negative thoughts from time to time. It's what we do. But when you find yourself thinking those negative thoughts, don't get despaired, distracted, despondent. Just notice that you can notice those negative thoughts. You can actually say to yourself, I am not my thoughts. This is not what I'm thinking. I do not wish to think these things. You can make an effort to switch them to positive ones. You don't have to believe everything you're thinking. And when you're thinking negative ones, you can just notice it. You can let them go, and you can find the more positive angle and aspect to look at, to study, and to adopt. With practice, this becomes easier and easier over time. It becomes more natural over time. And one of the ways you can practice doing this is through meditation. This is going to sound like an awful plug, but if you check out my other podcast, 5-Minute Meditations, with different 5-Minute Meditations each week, just a different meditation each week, you can use meditation to help you cultivate the ability to let go of thoughts, to detach from thoughts, which becomes really useful if you have negative thoughts. You're able to then detach from them and then focus on the more positive thoughts. So, all right, what are some common mindset traps? Well, what are the sort of things we can fall into? So you can have a fixed mindset, which is when you believe that our talents, our abilities are static. And some people, they misunderstand the term mindset to imply that we are static, fixed and unchangeable. Even to the point I've heard some coaches get really upset when you use the term mindset, because they think it's reinforcing that our mind is set, when in fact our mind can be expanded and changed. Mindset just means that group of settings. Now, if your mindset is fixed so that you believe your talents, your abilities, and so on are static, you believe that you either have something or you don't have something. You can do it or you can't do it. There's no in between. It's just the way you are. Those are really unhelpful. With a growth mindset, on the other hand, that's when we believe that our talents and abilities can be developed. And they absolutely can. Where you are now, your beliefs, your thoughts, your attitudes, your skills, your mindset is very different from where it was 10, 20 years ago, for example. We can constantly be learning. We can always learn. We can adapt. We can modify and adjust our mind. So here are some common traps to look out for. These are common things that people can fall into when it comes to their mindset. Number one, the perfection trap. Oh, man. Believing that you have to be perfect in order to be successful. You don't. Perfection, however, does become a massive obstacle, because when we believe everything has to be perfect, we never allow ourselves to do something, because it all has to be perfect before we take the next step. We're never going to be perfect. So if you believe you have to be perfect to take the next step, that's going to really hold you back. That's a massive trap. Here's a thing that you can do to help overcome that. If perfection really is kind of core to your character, what about the concept of imperfectly perfect? Or perfectly imperfect? Ooh. Yes, this is not fully right yet, but you know, it's imperfect, but it is perfectly imperfect. This is perfect imperfection, which means I can now move forward to the next step. Just a thought. The comparison trap. This is another trap so many of us fall into. I know I've been in this trap many times, where we keep comparing ourselves to others, and we feel like we're not good enough. Now, we've spoken about this in a previous episode. Do check out some of the archives of the Keith Blakemore Noble radio show. You can check them out at keithblakemorenoble.com/show. Look for the Keith Blakemore Noble radio show. Check through some of the older ones. We did look at comparisons at one point. And I looked at why comparing yourself to others is so unhelpful, because you never know what's going on inside somebody else's mind. You just see the surface stuff, like the swan gliding serenely on the lake or the river. You don't see the legs, feet paddling away like mad. The only person you should compare yourself with is you of yesterday. That's the only person you should be comparing yourself with. Imposter syndrome. This is such a massive thing that so many people have. Feeling like you're a fraud, or you don't deserve success, or you're going to be found out. You ever felt that? One of these days they're going to find out I'm not as good as I think I am at this. Oh man, this has held so many people back. And yes, I have suffered from imposter syndrome many times in the past. There's probably still an element of it around there even now. Quite probably always will be. We probably all have it. But The important thing is just to recognize that you, even though you might feel like a fraud, just pause for a moment and look back over all the things you have achieved. Yes, there are gaps in your knowledge. There's gaps in everyone's knowledge. But we're always learning. We can always grow. We can always develop. But look how much further ahead you are now than you were 5 years ago, for example. Look at all the results that you've got. Look at all the people that you've helped. Just some things to help us get through imposter syndrome. Negative self-talk. That's where we beat ourselves up with negative self-talk. We keep sort of saying, oh, I'm rubbish. Oh, I'm crap at this. Why would I ever dream that I could achieve anything? People like me never succeed. Oh, I'm just destined for mediocrity. Oh, well, I could attempt this, but it ain't going to work. I always fail. If you ever find yourself saying any of those sorts of things, stop, pause, remind yourself, that's not who I am. And look for evidence that you succeed. Look for some successes from the past. Look for areas where you attempted to do something, and even if it didn't come out the way you thought it would, it still turned out well. Avoid negative self-talk. That can become a massive mindset trap. So, how can you tell if you have the right sort of mindset? A few things. I mean, you could check to see if you have a growth mindset. Do you believe that your abilities, your skills, your knowledge, your view on life, do you believe that can be developed and enhanced through hard work, through dedication, through practice, through study? People with growth mindset view challenges as opportunities to learn and grow instead of as threats to their ego. So when you encounter a challenge, do you see that as a problem or do you see it as an opportunity? Do you see that as something that's there to stop you in your tracks or do you see that as something from which you can learn and grow and develop and become better and more refined at whatever it is you're doing? Resilience. Are you resilient? Now, resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and to keep going even when things are tough. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And now there's a song from the past, back from the, well, that late 80s, I think it was. Yeah, late 80s, something like that. Now, anyway, I get knocked down, but I get up again. Resilience, bouncing back, picking yourself up, dusting yourself down, carrying on. Yes, we all have setbacks. But those with a resilient mindset realize that these are just temporary setbacks. Even a failure is just a temporary setback. It's a learning opportunity. It's often been said, when we attempt something, we either succeed or we learn. And that is a great sign of a growth mindset and of resilience. Either I'm going to attempt this, either I will succeed or I will learn. Both are good outcomes. Talking of learning, another way to tell that you have the right sort of mindset, or a positive or a helpful mindset, are you coachable? Coachability is the willingness to listen to feedback, to take it on board in order to improve. If you're coachable, you're always looking for ways to improve yourself, improve your performance, improve what you're doing. And sometimes that can be by asking others for input. Now, make sure you're asking the right sort of people. Make sure you ask someone who knows what they're talking about, somebody who has some skill and expertise in the areas that you're working in. But when you find the right person, ask for coaching, ask for support, ask for help. Hey, what do you think I did wrong there? What do you think I could do better with this? If you're coachable, great mindset, and there is so much you can achieve. And also, the right sort of mindset, positivity. As we said before, a positive outlook is essential for any area in life. Positive outlook helps you see so many more opportunities, so many ways to overcome problems. With a positive mindset, you're going to have far more success in life. Yeah, there will still be times you fail, but remember, we said either you succeed or you learn. And with a positive outlook, you are far more likely to succeed. Even when you don't succeed, you're going to be able to see the positives and the learnings that you can get from that. So how can you develop the right sort of mindset? Ooh, now there's a question. Just before we explore that in a little bit more detail, I wanted to say hello and a special thank you to our sponsor of this episode. It's Grow Radio from Gary Jones. Gary's put together something pretty special with Grow Radio. It brings you a different podcast on the hour, every hour. Whatever your taste, you'll find a podcast in there that fits your tastes. And if you just want a bit of background, just have Grow Radio playing. You never know what you're going to stumble upon. And yes, both of my podcasts will be on Grow Radio, of course. Launches September 2022. Check it out, growradio.uk. Now, what were we talking about? Ah, yes. So how can you develop the right sort of mindset? Many ways to develop it. Let's just take a quick look at a few. Educate yourself on the power of mindset. Read books, read articles, listen to podcasts, all that discuss the topic around mindset and personal development and self-development, etc. The more that you understand the importance of mindset, the easier it will be to change your own mindset. And there are so many books out there, so many people out there. Check the back catalogue of these podcasts as well. So much stuff in there to help you understand more and more the power of mindset. As you start understanding more the power of mindset, it's a great way to start improving and developing your own mindset is to identify your limiting beliefs. These are beliefs which hold us back. They limit us in some way. Now, often we may have limiting beliefs and not even realize that they're a belief. For example, if we believe that people like us never succeed, that is very much a limiting belief. If you believe, it's only the wealthy who have a chance of succeeding in business, you've got to have money to make money, you've got to have the right start in life, all of those sorts of things are massive limiting mindsets. Yes, coming from money helps. Yes, having the right start in life can help. But it's not essential to have those. You can still grow and develop and achieve so many things, even without that sort of start in life. It's down to the belief. If you believe you can't do something, if you believe that you're destined for mediocrity, if you believe that money is the root of all evil, how likely is it that you'll end up with lots of money in your bank account? You're probably not going to, right? Because your mind believes that money is the root of all evil. People with lots of money are always ruthless, nasty, horrible people. Therefore, you're not going to have much money because you're not a horrible, nasty, ruthless person. As soon as you get money, you're going to find a way to get rid of it. When you change that limiting belief, and by the way, that quote, money is the root of all evil, it comes from a biblical quote, and it's misquoted. The origin of the quote is, love of money is the root of all evil. Even our limiting beliefs are based in incorrect terminology and incorrect extracts from quotes. But when we change our limiting beliefs, that's when we can have a much more powerful and positive mindset. Now, gratitude can be a great way to help develop our mindset as well. It's a great way to shift your mindset from a negative one to a positive one. Every day, just take a few minutes to write down something that you're grateful for, or a few things you're grateful for. Some people like to keep a little gratitude journal. Some people will fill it in first thing in the morning. Some people will fill it in last thing at night. Some people fill it in as they go. But just look for things for which you can be grateful. Now, they don't have to be massive things. It could be something as simple as, I'm grateful that it was a lovely sunny day today, or, you know, I'm grateful I've got a roof over my head. I'm grateful for that great chat I had in the checkout line today. I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful that that thing I attempted to do this morning worked well. I'm grateful for my friend. Whatever it is, just find things to be grateful for. Because the more you start doing this, the more it's going to become a natural trait. Which means the more your mind is going to be spotting things to be grateful for as a general course throughout the day. which means we're now looking more on the positive side of things, which reinforces that positivity in our mindset, which in turn ensures more positive results and outcomes. It's all linked. Meditation, practicing mindfulness, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, they can be great ways to help us become more aware of our thoughts and our feelings, help us to be able to detach from thoughts or feelings which are not serving us at that particular moment in time. It's a great way to be able to overcome and let go of negative thoughts and negative thinking patterns. And obviously I'm going to give it a plug, 5-Minute Meditation, my other podcast. Check that out. Meditate just for 5 minutes at a time. It all helps. Of course, coaching. Work with a coach. Yep, obviously I'm going to say it because I'm a coach. I've helped thousands of people over the past 12 years. But yes, working with a coach can help you to master aspects of your mindset, which really helps you to be, do, and have the things that you most want by developing this positive mindset. Once you develop this positive mindset, it's important to keep it, because the more we keep this positive mindset, the more we grow it and use it, the more profound the positive effects and impacts on our ability to achieve success. So it's not just something to develop a positive mindset and then let it go. Keep it, nurture it, maintain it, grow it, develop it, look after it, and it will absolutely grow, develop, nurture, and look after you in return. As we said, there are lots of benefits to positive mindset. It helps you handle stress. It can help you handle difficult situations. Because you're coming from a positive mindset, you're able to see positive outcomes and paths to positive resolutions to conflicts. It can improve your physical health because we're worrying about things less. We're happier. We're less stressed. We're putting less stress on the organs in our body. When we get stressed, our heart has to beat more. We have to breathe more. We've got more of these, more of our hormones and adrenaline, all these sort of things coursing through us. It's not good for us. When you have a more positive mindset, less stress, handle difficult situations with greater ease, our body is more relaxed. We're more mindful. We're more relaxed. Better for our physical health. All of which increases our resilience in the face of adversity as well, because it means we've got more reserves to draw upon, because we're not redlining it the whole time, which means on those occasions where we face something massive, we've got a lot of reserves that we can draw upon. Plus, of course, positive mindsets mean we're far more likely to achieve our goals and get, be, do, and have the things we most want in life. And what if you've got a more negative mindset? What can you do about that? Well, we mentioned meditation to help you let go of negative thoughts. When you notice that you're thinking negative things and consciously let go of them. Visualization is another popular and common technique to use to help overcome negative mindset and help you to start achieving your goals. Because the more you achieve your goals and reflect upon them and celebrate them, the more your mind starts looking for other ways in which to achieve your goals. So start with some visualization. Picture yourself in the future already having achieved that goal. Or picture yourself taking those steps to achieving that goal. Why does this work? Well, here's the thing. The unconscious, it can't actually tell the difference between imagining something and that thing really happening. He can give a great example of that. If you, for example, were to really close your eyes and really imagine that you are somewhere where it's really cold and there's a blizzard and howling wind and it's really, really cold. If you were to imagine that, you'd probably start to feel a little bit cold and maybe shiver a little bit, even though it's not cold. Your mind cannot tell the difference between imagination and reality. We can use this to our advantage with visualization. Hopefully, you're finding this useful. Hopefully this is giving you some thoughts, some sort of ideas for how you can continue to improve your own mindset. Because the more we work on and develop and improve our mindset, the greater the results we get. And so let's finish off by just exploring how we could remain committed to our success. How can you, dear listener, remain committed to your success? Because, I mean, I've seen it happen many times. I know this happened to me as well when I first got into personal development and learning about all these things. We start learning about success and all of these things. It becomes easy to feel like you need to change everything about yourself. You've got to change absolutely everything, which you don't have to do. You don't have to change everything. In fact, if you attempt to change everything at once, you're going to end up in a complete mess. The truth is, success is about commitment. The more committed you are to your goals, the more committed to your path, the more committed you are to your action, the greater your likelihood of success. And even if you encounter failure on the way, when your degree of commitment is sufficiently large, you will pick yourself up, dust yourself down, learn what you can from that failure, and move on towards greater success. There are some things you can do that'll help you stay committed to your success, help it to make it easier to stick on this path. Set realistic goals. Sometimes when we set goals, we set really lofty goals, and there is nothing wrong with having great goals. Big, hairy, audacious goals are great things to have. And temper it by having some realistic goals as well. When Sir Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing became the first people to successfully climb to the summit of Mount Everest, did Sir Edmund start off climbing Mount Everest as his first attempt of the first mountain to climb? Of course he didn't. He started with smaller mountains. He would have started with hills. Work your way up. Yes, he had that goal of conquering Everest, but he knew this. But he had smaller, realistic goals before then. Once you conquer one thing, you can then step it up and step it up and step it up. So have big goals and also have realistic goals, goals that you can actually achieve. Give yourself a chance of success. Now, that's not to say you should play it small. It's absolutely not. In fact, you shouldn't play it small. Play it nice and big and make sure it's something realistic. Create a plan of action. It's great to have a goal, but if you don't do anything about it, it's not a goal, it's just a wish. It's a dream, it's a wish. Create your plan of action. How are you going to get from here to that goal? And even if you don't know the whole journey, you kind of pick some highlights along the way that gives you your stepping stones and your plan of action. Once you've got that, build yourself a support system. Surround yourself with people who will help you. Not necessarily help and handhold you through it all and do it all for you, no. But I mean people who will help you. People who will be there to brainstorm ideas. People who will be there to cheer you on. People who will be there to give you that kick up the backside when you need it. And we all need that from time to time. Surround yourself with a support system, the right sort of people, coaches, mentors, cheerleaders, supporters, shoulders to cry on. People who've done it before and can give you some advice. People you can bounce ideas off. And people who just go, hey, that thing that you're doing, how are you getting on with that? Because you said by now you'd have achieved this. Have you got there yet? You have? Brilliant. You haven't? What are you playing at? Come on. Don't make me have to come over there and kick you up the backside. Let's get it done. Build yourself a support system. Surround yourself with positive people and things. Your environment makes such a difference. To take a completely different example, an alcoholic, for example, who wishes to give up drinking, they're going to have far more success if they're hanging out with people who don't drink than they will have if they continue hanging out with other alcoholic friends. It's just the way it is. Build yourself a positive support system. Surround yourself with positive people. Stay focused on your goals. It's okay to get distracted from time to time by shiny things. But keep an eye on that goal. Always have the goal in mind so you know where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're going, how will you know when you've got there? Keep your goal in mind. And perhaps the most important thing of all, cut yourself some slack. There will be times when you do not succeed. Nobody succeeds 100% of the time. There will be plenty of times when you don't succeed. There may be times when it seems as though you made a catastrophic failure. But it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Acknowledge that, well, that didn't work. That sucks. I wonder what I can learn from it. What could I do differently next time so that it will work? What can I learn from this? How can I overcome the problem? Don't kind of go, oh God, what did I do wrong this time? It's not about blame. It's not about what we did wrong. It's about, okay, so what can I learn? What happened to enable this to happen? What can I do next time to stop this sort of thing from happening? Don't allow your failures to give yourself an excuse to turn away from your goals. Instead, use them as an opportunity to learn. Because learning from our mistakes, that's probably the number one factor in our ultimate success. Hopefully this has given you a bit of an insight into mindset and the importance of mindset and some ideas on how you can start figuring out what sort of mindset you have and how you can grow your own mindset. Given you a lot of stuff in this, you might want to listen to this a couple of times and make some notes. I would love to know what you make of it. Please do drop me a line, get in touch. Also give us a subscribe, a rate, give us a review, share the podcast far and wide. But above all, take action. Take some notes from this, figure out how you can apply them to your life, and then start applying them. And let me know how you get on. I genuinely would love to hear from you. That's it for this time. I will catch you in another episode very soon. Until then, take care, look after yourself, and remember, when you master your mindset, that's when you master your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.